notion of not focusing exclusively on damage and harm as the way that we tell stories about the environment was really inspiring to me. They made this point that if we only ever tell stories about damaged communities.
Hi, this is Debbie Mayer in Hudson, and you're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 on your radio dial or streaming 24/7 at WGXC.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Tuesday, November 9th. Early this morning, we see the temperature range is 35 in Wemple and 45 in Winchell. Don't worry, things are going to warm up, because after some patchy fog this morning, we will have a mostly clear day with a high of 60 degrees happening around 2 p.m. Overnight, a spot of rain or two and a low of 44. Tomorrow will be dry with a sunny afternoon and a high of 58 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures fall to 32 degrees. Thursday, we'll have increasing clouds and a high of 57. Friday, those clouds turn into rain. Stay tuned. The nearest expected snowfall today is 1,700 miles away in Wyoming. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 12:26 a.m., high tide at 6:14 a.m., low tide again at 12:30 p.m., and high tide again at 6:35 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 49 degrees. Sunset today will be at 5:28 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:34 a.m. Looking way up, we see a solar wind stream arriving today is expected to cause polar region magnetic unrest. Solar wind speed is currently 376 kilometers per second at 5.1 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions for daytime is poor and fair for nighttime. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3, quiet. The current sunspot number is 41. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
I am Andy Reid.
And I'm Mike Porter.
Come listen to Catskill Cabin Getaway on WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
That's the third Thursday each month.
Or you can listen to our podcasts. Just go to WGXC/something.
It's Catskill Cabin Getaway, I guess. I don't know. Let's check it out.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at WGXC.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Blanche Mackey Photography of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek with Corey McCaslin on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Today we'll be hearing music from Carla DeVito, Matt Berry, Dan Fogelberg, Sponge, and more. Starting off Geek Speak, though, here's a correction for the last installment. A few days after reporting that in addition to the WandaVision, Agatha Harkness spinoff Catherine Hahn would be playing Joan Rivers in a Showtime miniseries called The Comeback Girl, Variety reported it's been scrapped. Turns out that while they were doing what more biopics and docudramas should do and zeroing in on a specific period, the groundbreaking comedian's darkest hours after her Fox late-night talk show was canceled, followed by the suicide of her husband, the producers hadn't secured any rights from her daughter, Melissa, and, well, what's the point if they can't have her say, "Can we talk?" at least once without running afoul of the estate. Back to the MCU to provide some context for what many will be exaggerating as their first real bounce, because even though it's still canon, no one counts the Edward Norton Hulk movie. The Eternals appears to be the flip side of the "how's that gonna work" coin that previously fell right side up for Guardians of the Galaxy. U.S. opening weekend has come in around the same as Shang-Chi, and worldwide is the second best post-pandemic opening so far, but apparently Disney's quarterly bribe to Rotten Tomatoes bounced because its score is in the mid-40s, while audience scores are low to mid. Even if there's some major drop-off in coming weeks, and even with the 100 mil in promotion and no China release, lack of any real theatrical competition till Thanksgiving with Disney's Encanto, and beyond that, Ghostbusters Afterlife, though for me that's going to have to be close to the original in quality to overcome my disgust with the fandom and this installment's capitulation to their toxic nostalgia. But said lack of competition should help soften any drop-off along with the eventual Disney Plus release. Marvel will definitely spend some thought on why this didn't go quite as right as usual, and statements indicated they were already viewing it as a one-off that would push the creative boundaries of the brand while seeding future plot developments and not a new pillar, and one underperformer out of 26 is no sign for alarm yet. Though it might be a test as to just how much of a bottom line over artistic risk boss Chapek is. To wrap up, it may just be because of the off-convoluted source material, including the original Jack Kirby run before they made him shoehorn it into the 616 continuity, which has never really been anyone's favorite. Even the later reinvigoration attempt by Neil Gaiman was met with a, it's no 1602. While Guardians of the Galaxy had an acclaimed fan favorite reinvention by Dan Abnett and Keith Giffen to draw off of, and for the casual, it looked and turned out to be a fun, stands-on-its-own space opera to happen to be set in a complex cinematic universe. Out of hand-wringing analysis and back to news, Bill Murray confirmed rumors that he will cameo in the third Ant-Man installment. In an interview with German paper Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, the legend, while not naming the exact movie, said he signed on after befriending director Peyton Reed, whose prior work on Bring It On he admired, but continued that this will probably be a one-time thing for him. Curse you, Snyder Cut! In a Sirius XM interview, Ava DuVernay offered more detail on why her and Tom King's adaptation of The New Gods was scrapped, saying Warner Brothers felt it conflicted with another film that she didn't name but could only be Justice League. And apparently, even when embracing multiversal multiple depictions of characters, Warner Bros. Gotta be Warner Bros. The other DC project that was revealed to be scrapped along with New Gods has been revealed to have been something else entirely. In an Instagram post, James Wan revealed the proposed horror-toned Aquaman spinoff The Trench was actually a smokescreen for a solo outing for Yahya's Abdul-Mateen II's breakout role as arch-villain Black Manta from Aquaman. Just as he started his own toy company out of frustration and to maintain creative quality control, Todd McFarlane is seeking to do the same with future projects based on Spawn and beyond. Deadline broke news of the formation of McFarlane Films and their first look deal with Mayor of Easttown production company WIP. In addition to the long in development Sam and Twitch TV series, they've announced McFarland by Reno 911 co-creator Thomas Lennon and an adaptation of Sean Lewis and Hayden Sherman's graphic novel Thumbs. Our first set begins with Cool World by Carla DeVito. We'll be right back.
possibilities. Here I keep my eye to the main chance. I'll keep my place in this cold world. Is this a cool world? Is this a cool world? Oh. Is this a cool world? Is this a cool world? Oh. Is this a cool world? Or what? Oh.
Was a Sinners cover of Cyndi Lauper's double entendre classic She Bop, before which we heard Carla DeVito's Cool World. On the heels of Dune Part 2 being announced for release in October 2023, comes news of an adaptation of a classic work by the iconoclastic filmmaker who almost brought Dune to the big screen a decade before the infamous David Litt, I mean Alan Smithy, adaptation. Humanoids Publishing posted a video announcement that Taika Waititi is writing and slated to direct an adaptation of Alejandro Jodorowsky and John Mobius Garaud's The Incall, the classic graphic novel that took the work Jodorowsky and Garaud put into the greatest adaptation ever made and reworked it into an acclaimed satirical space opera. While promoting Star Trek Prodigy, Paramount CEO Brian Robbins and franchise head Alex Kurtzman revealed to The Hollywood Reporter that development has begun on an animated theatrical film, likely to tie into Prodigy, that will also strive for the quality and success of Into the Spider-Verse. As the flux ravages the Hooniverse, the London Times claims Russell T. Davis is more back and in charge than thought. According to the paper, Davis's condition for returning was that the BBC hand over production and creative control to him and co-production company Bad Wolf, which if true marks only the second time this has happened in the franchise's history after the Universal co-produced 90s TV movie. This would leave the Beeb to only look after merchandising, licensing, and other non-creative aspects. That said, it's unlikely they would lose $40 million for every 10 episodes, as claimed, because no one would take that deal, and one of the reasons nothing came more after that TV movie was that the BBC still reaped most of the profit from the deal. Their only response was that BBC Studios is ultimately responsible for the show. Strangerverse? Upside Downiverse? Whatever the case, at a recent conference, Netflix co-CEO Ted Sarandos said they're looking at spin-off options for Stranger Things, with speculation this could include an 11 spin-off given that Millie Bobby Brown recently signed a deal with the platform. From his album of TV theme song covers, here's Matt Berry's take on Are You Being Served? We'll be right back.
chasing after someone. Leaning on you so you better look alive. Busy revving all his power for my fight. And when the odds are against him and the strangest work, you bet your life speed racer will see it through. Coming back, adventures waiting just ahead. Go speed racer, go speed racer, go speed racer, go. Go speed racer, go speed racer, go speed racer, go, 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 go. Demon and he's gonna be chasing after someone. Leaning on you so you better look alive. He's busy revving up a powerful bonfire. And when the odds are against him and his strangest work, and you bet your life's be racer will see it through. He's coming blind as he comes to go around the track. He's jamming down the pedal like he's never coming back. Adventure's waiting just ahead. Go speed racer, go speed racer, go speed racer, go. Go speed racer, go speed racer, go speed racer, go.
After the Are You Being Served theme as interpreted by Matt Berry, we heard Thessalonian Dope God's cover of the Mod theme and ended that set with Sponge urging Go Speed Racer Go. Well, this makes more sense than casting him as Mario. THR reports Chris Pratt has been cast as the new voice of Garfield for Emperor's New Groove team, David Reynolds and Mark Dindal's animated feature. For maybe 5 years later, update to an old news item from this show's Tuesday afternoon incarnation. Back then, there was development on a sequel to 80s feminist classic comedy 9 to 5, which would have had the original trio of Dolly Parton, Jane Fonda, and Lily Tomlin helping a new generation break through the glass ceiling. That was ultimately scrapped, but People.com reports there will be a spiritual reunion on Grace and Frankie, as Parton will guest in the second half of the seventh and final season opposite her former co-stars / series regulars Tomlin and Fonda. Lost works of George Romero keep getting unearthed like a rampaging zombie, as after recent discoveries of several of his short films, comes what might be a true holy grail. The playlist shared that on social media post, cinematographer Michael Gornick claims he has unearthed the original 210-minute cut of what many consider Romero's best non-zombie work, Martin, about a troubled young man who believes he is, and might actually be, a vampire. This will be twice as long as the cut everyone knows, and Gornick is seeking to get it digitized and restored. Ending Geek Speak with notices of two major releases today. This last weekend it was announced acclaimed Craig Bond finale No Time to Die will be available for digital rental on Amazon, Apple, and Vudu, among others, starting today. Meanwhile, on physical media, the 1991 Addams Family film will get a restored 4K Blu-ray release. While the theatrical cut was digitally released last month, this set includes both that and the More Mamushka cut, which restores the full version of Raul Julia and Christopher Lloyd's classic dance sequence that was cut in half for theatrical release. Finishing out our first half, here's Blancmange with Living on the Ceiling.
Russian house. She looked young but also wise. Something made me shiver. She was both dead and alive, and I could see the ravens fly.
Geek carries on after a set beginning with Living on the Ceiling by Blancmange. That was followed by House of Silence by Bad Boys Blue. Now, from the 1986 skiing documentary of the same name, here's Dan Fogelberg's Beyond the Edge.
Beyond the edge,
That was Danger Zone by Fist from the classic 80s metal soundtrack to the not-so-classic Zombie Nightmare, prior to which we heard Beyond the Edge by Dan Fogelberg. Today's final set starts with the Frozen Autumn's Dusk is Like a Dagger. We'll be right back. After the Frozen Autumn's Dusk Is Like a Dagger, we heard In the Forest by Forever Slave. Thanks for listening. I'll be back Thanksgiving week with the 1965 edition of One Hitters. Till then, stay safe as Primordial carries us out with Hosting of the She.
Tossing his bird.